Much, Madam Chairman, excellencies and colleagues. Action Against Hunger have been involved on the ground in Afghanistan for more than 30 years. We are serving 400,000 Afghan people every year through nutrition and health services in four provinces. We have today still 350 Afghani colleagues, staff of Action Against Hunger on the ground. Among them, 100 of them are women. Action Against Hunger is going to stay and deliver humanitarian aid to Afghani people. You know the situation, but I just want to share one example that I discussed with our country director this morning. We resume the activity of our therapeutic feeding unit in Helmand 2 weeks ago. 1 week after this resuming, we were already running out of beds. On top of that, we all have to remember that today, one kid out of two below 5 years old is facing acute malnutrition. Action Against Hunger and other NGOs will stay and deliver. But we are concerned about three main issues. The funding first. And I welcome and thank all the states and donors for their pledge today. But I may and I have to insist on the fact that funding is absolutely critical for NGOs and for all actors to continue and develop their life-saving activities, especially in the health sector. The second topic, which has been already raised by our colleague Ignacio from ICVA, regards the sanction regime. It's not my role as CEO of an NGO to comment the legitimacy of any international sanction regime. Yet it's my duty to once again recall all the community of states to safeguard NGOs from any sanction regime that ultimately works as a severe impediment to principled humanitarian action. Exempting NGOs is simply offering people appropriate access to aid. Safeguarding NGO is life-saving. A clear positioning from your side will positively set the tone also for other contexts than Afghanistan. It is the right moment to firmly engage our community in this safeguarding way with regards to sanction regimes. This is crucial, especially as humanitarian space in Afghanistan is particularly at stake. Humanitarian space in its physical dimension must be secured in Afghanistan. Lot of things has been said, it's very positive, but logistical issues must be fixed quickly, as well as a very specific logistical issue, which is the cash issue. We are still struggling to simply deliver the wages to our staff on the ground because of cash issue we are facing in the bank system in the country. We ask for entire support from state to fix this critical issue. We are still facing and also facing very complex situation in terms of logistical capacity to travel into the country. But humanitarian space is also a question of principles. Those principles are yours. They are not only NGOs or UN principles. They are principles of the states, of the community. We need a constant engagement from your side to keep them alive and enforced in your dialogue with the authorities. And of course, the question of women's rights in all their dimension is absolutely critical, whether they are beneficiaries or aid workers. Men, women looking for aid must have a secure, permanent, and non-discriminating access to support. It works the same way for aid workers. whether they are women or men, they must be able to deliver the service to the most vulnerable. To conclude, many things have been withdrawn from Afghanistan recently. It is a fact, but humanitarian needs not only remain, but are critically on the rise. Our duty then is to fight not to see humanitarian space, action, or hope to be withdrawn to. Thank you very much.